This is Degaris, Masculist, Migtal, Flyers. That is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and Migtal, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 214, entitled The Male Frontal Lobe Switch Off. Description. This flyer describes the male frontal lobe switch off, that is, the neurophysiological phenomenon of men's frontal lobes switching off when in the presence of their female sexual partners. The frontal lobes are responsible for longer-term planning and critical thinking. Nature has conspired to make men dumbed down when in the presence of their female sexual partners, so men need to know about this and do their critical thinking and make judgments of their female sexual partners when not in their presence, so that their frontal lobes are switched on. Now the flyer itself. The male frontal lobe switch off. Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channels Degaris Masculist Migtal Flyers and Degaris Essays. There's something in neuroscience that all men should know about because it personally concerns them. It's called the male frontal lobe switch off. That is, when a man sees his regular female sexual partner, the frontal lobes of his brain switch off. The frontal lobes are responsible for his long-term planning and critical thinking. So why has nature done this? Why has evolution found it necessary to switch off men's frontal lobes, that is, the front part of his neocortex over the eyes, whereas nothing similar happens with women's frontal lobes? Presumably, the answer is to make it easier for a woman to manipulate a man she is sexing by dumbing him down, to persuade him to work for her in providing meat for her and her babies. That is, that nature, that is, evolution, has conspired against men to make men more sexploitable to women, so that women are more able to extract meat from men in exchange for female sex, that is, a bribe. Quote, "You, the man, give me the meat that you hunt, and in exchange, I'll give you access to my cunt." Women are the sexiest of mammals. They do not have days of sexual heat the way dogs or monkeys do. Every day of the month for a woman is a day of sexual heat. She is unable to do her own hunting because she's tied down at home with useless infants who had to be born prematurely so that the baby's head could pass through the woman's birth canal before it grew too big to do so. So women had to get their meat from others, that is, from men. So they needed the means to persuade men to give them and their babies scarce male-hunted meat. Evolution provided two such major ways to do this. One is by making the human female the sexiest of mammals, always sexually receptive, to be better able to bribe men to give them male-hunted meat. The second way was for men to be dumbed down by the male frontal lobe switch-off that switches off his ability to think analytically, critically, and to consider the consequences of his actions in the longer term. Women do not have these disadvantages, so they can coolly calculate what they are doing to manipulate, that is, to sucker men into doing what women want men to do, that is, to bring home the meat to feed women and their babies. The survival of women and the next generation depended on this sexploitation happening. This frontal lobe switch-off makes obvious evolutionary sense if one knows a little Darwinian biology, but it's a disadvantage in the modern world under modern circumstances. Men need to know about this Achilles heel that men have, that women intuitively know how to manipulate, to sexploit, to extract male resources from men who become stupid and malleable in their female presence. Now that we live in the era of the contraceptive pill, men need to be much more wary of women's evolved ability to sexploit and manipulate men using the male frontal lobe switch-off phenomenon. Probably most women are not aware of this neurophysiological phenomenon, but know instinctively that once a man is having regular sex with her, he becomes putty to her for her to shape and manipulate at her will. And her will is that he provides her with resources, with labor, with money. She wants him to be her manslave. She does not love him. Women don't love men the way men love women, that is, rather blindly, due to their frontal lobes being switched off in her presence, making the quality of his judgment about her dumbed down. He is using his more primitive, less evolved parts of his brain by default, because the frontal lobes are switched off, so he can't compete with the level of manipulative thinking that his female sexual partner is having about him. A woman will coldly, disloyally dump her male sexual partner if he loses his sexploitability, that is, he is no longer able to bring in the male hunted meat. She needs to quickly dump him and move on to a more sexploitable man who does have the ability to bring home the meat. This makes good Darwinian sense and is readily understandable, but it's devastating the first time one hears of it. The MGTOWs call this idea that women don't love men but love men's sexploitability the red pill, analogous to the red pill choice taken from the movie The Matrix. In the movie, choosing to take the red pill is to choose to know the very negative reality that the intelligent machines have taken over humanity and use human bodies as batteries, feeding the brains of the humans signals from the Matrix computers so that the humans think they are living in the 20th century. Taking the blue pill is to choose to stay in the Matrix, that is, continuing to not be aware of the negative truth of being batteries to machines. To MGTOWs, men going their own way, refusing to marry, refusing to have kids, and spending their money on themselves, blue pillars are men who live under the illusion that women love them, not realizing that women only love their sexploitability. And as soon as he loses the level of sexploitability that she wants from him, she will coolly lose interest in him and dump him in favor of a more sexploitable male, a female trait called hypergamy. When men learn about the red pill and absorb its full implications, they usually get very angry, becoming aware that they have been lied to all their lives about women's love. The red pill can be a real poison pill for many men, who then treat women with real distrust and suspicion, not wanting to be sexploited anymore by women, who are able to remain rational and able to plan her strategy regarding his sexploitability in his presence, whereas he can't, because his frontal lobes are switched off in her presence. So men need to know about the male frontal lobe switch off, so that they can make better decisions regarding some woman he is penising. He needs to be asking himself whether this woman is good for him, or is his lack of criticality due to his frontal lobe switch off. In other words, he needs to do his thinking about her when she is not present, so that his frontal lobes are switched on. Every man should know about the male frontal lobe switch off, so that he is informed about the fact that he as a male is disadvantaged by nature, by evolution, when in the presence of the woman who gives him her cunt. He needs to know to think coldly about why this woman is giving him her cunt. What is she hoping to get out of this sexual relationship? Is this woman a fluffy? Did she study career competent majors at high school and college? Is she really only interested in me because I am the best she thinks she can trap, given our two respective attractiveness levels, what the MGTOWs call SMV, sexual marketplace value? If you as a man have the feeling that every time you are with your woman, that the sex is okay, and that being with her is not too bad, yet when you are not with her, you ask yourself, why on earth am I involved with this inferior creature who's not worthy of me? Then the answer to that question is probably because your frontal lobes are switching off each time you see her and sex her. You need to do your thinking and judging of her when she is not around. Then you'll be able to use your higher brain functions provided by your frontal lobes. You need to be conscious of the phenomenon of male frontal lobe switch off. It impacts on your life considerably. All men should know this and take it into account in their dealings, or the lack of them, with women, who are at a natural advantage with respect to men, because women's frontal lobes do not switch off when they are with the man they are cunting. so they are in a stronger position to be able to sexploit him, to extract the resources she wants from him. Men need to be aware that they are more sexploitable by women due to the neurophysiological phenomenon of male frontal lobe switch-off. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channels de Garis Masculist MGTOW Flyers and de Garis Essays. Ciao.